T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are, the free Odyssey app. Good Wednesday morning. We are one day away from the start of the baseball season. I think that it will be pushed back another day around here because tomorrow's forecast looks terrible. And, of course, they keep that day after open, and Friday looks a heck of a lot better. So we might have to wait to see Citi Field open up with the Mets and Brewers. We're also hurling ourselves towards the NFL draft as there are rumors absolutely everywhere flying around that do include the New York Giants and possibly trading up to go and get a quarterback. And Boomer was extra energized this morning. He actually stopped by my office before the show. Usually I see him when we're getting the makeup done, but he came in even before that. Hey, how you doing? And then you came back to me and you said, hey, those are the greatest sports minutes I've ever done. And I'm not exaggerating this at all. And then he walked in and said, hey, Al. Hey, Jerry. So I think I know what's going on. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I am doing great today. And I have to tell you that the reason I'm doing great today, and you know why, I didn't get much sleep last night because I was so excited with the Ranger performance last night. This is 3 years in a row where they've hit the 100-point mark. They are right now the best team in the entire NHL. They have the most points, the most wins. I'm not worried about the President's Trophy. I'm really not. I don't really care. Nobody cares about that stuff.
Yeah, we do here because this is 10 straight years.
It's a curse.
Yeah, it is. It's a full-blown curse.
Here's the thing. You guys could say it's a curse. I don't care. I'm just telling you right now.
It is.
This season in particular, the last couple seasons were really good, a little surprising, a little disappointing last year the way it ended against
the
Devils.
You know who was the best last year?
Yeah.
The Bruins. They set an NHL record for the most points.
I know that.
And what happened?
And they lost.
In the first round.
Yes, I know.
To the Panthers, the 8th seed.
And the thing about it is that it is a bitch. The NHL playoffs are a bitch, and we all know that. We all know.
All I'm saying is just have another team.
You know, just
have one more
point.
That's all I'm saying. You don't want the President's Trophy.
You don't want that because then it's a first round match.
You shut up.
With the Capitals.
You don't know what you're talking about.
And you know what happens then?
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Ding dong. Who is it?
Yeah.
Alex Ovechkin with a broom.
Bios. My ass. I'm just telling you right now. It was a sleepy first two periods last night. I'm like, all right, they're probably going to lose here. It doesn't matter. The Flyers need these points. They're fighting for a playoff spot. All that nonsense that goes into it. And then all of a sudden, the third period exploded. And I mean, it was back and forth. Now, I don't like giving up a lot of goals, but I do like scoring a lot of goals. That's for sure. And then Adam Fox wins it in overtime with a just a bullet in the lower right side to the blocker side of Samuelson, the goalie. I mean, it was or whatever.
Hey man, things tighten up in the playoffs. You can't be playing that loose, giving up that many goals.
I understand that. Not every 82 game. One of the 82 games is going to be tight. They're going to be flat a little bit. There's going to be the one thing about this team is that all year long, no matter whether they've gotten down two goals or whatever, they have been able to come back. And, they're missing half of their defense that were out all due to injuries. And the young kids played well again, and for the most part, until it got a little bit loose. They're missing Alex Wenberg, who we all believe that his wife is getting ready to give birth to the
You don't believe child. That? Was it a rumor?
Well, Sam said it last night on the broadcast. So I believe that. So anyway, he was out for personal reasons. But, I mean, it was just a wild game. It was just one of those wild, great games that you didn't expect, especially with the way the team had played flat the first two periods, that the third period was going to end up the way it did. And it was just, it was nuts. I can't even explain it to you. I had a hard time falling asleep. I had to watch Henrik and Valaket talk this thing home. I talked me off the ledge last night, the whole thing.
Talk you off the ledge? What are you talking about, off the ledge?
In between the first and second period.
Okay. I thought you meant the postgame show.
I wasn't happy. No, the postgame, I got to watch that, too. Just got to make sure I know what the hell I'm doing. But I have to say.
Casamigos and Fresco while this game was going on?
A few, yes.
Yeah.
But I wasn't posting on X or any of that stuff.
I
did not. No, I just put the phone down. I'm dealing with all my other nut Ranger fans and, texting me as the game is going on.
That's the best way. When you have a couple Casamigos and Fresca and you're annoyed at things and you grab your phone, text your friends. Don't put it out there on X. I've had issues on Friday nights where I've had too much to drink and I say that I'm about to wipe my ass with their book. Stuff like that happens. You just got to be careful in those spots.
That's why
I protect the brand.
I was very careful. I almost wrote, I guess it was Ice Capades last night, after the second period. Mm. The
was
boys were
Disney
enjoying
on
a
nice, ice. Yeah.
Little, nice little skate, little pond hockey. Right. But when you win, whatever the problems are, they get camouflaged for the moment. But the other good news is that both Jacob Trouba and Ryan Lindgren are skating together, and they'll be back relatively soon, I think, which is good news. For us, but I just have to say, this team deserves a lot of credit. They bounced back after last year's loss to the Devils. They said at the beginning of the year that they were going to be motivated. They want to win the Metro Division. I think Carolina's won it 3 years in a row. And I have to say, a guy, you say, okay, this guy should score this many goals, that guy should score this many goals. Artemi Panarin's having his best year ever as a pro. But there's a guy on this team that I think most Ranger fans are like, he's having an off year. He's not scoring on me.
Kreider?
Kreider's a little bit of an enigma sometimes.
Yeah, I've heard that from fans.
Well, he can be an enigma. Need more goals out of him. He can be an enigma. Yeah. There's no question. But we love Kreider.
Yeah.
But it's Mika Zibanejad. It's unbelievable. He is so good. And a 200-foot player, PK, power play, most important minutes on the ice, defense, offense. And yeah, maybe his numbers are down a little bit, but I have to say he does so many things for this team.
Your boy Panarin is in that Aaron Judge postseason territory, though.
Where I know he has
put
to show
together
up in the postseason,
these unbelievable regular seasons. You love the guy, you say nothing negative about him, but then when you get into the postseason, they absolutely disappear. And the guy who's supposed to carry you is a zero. So,
well, he's carried the team a lot this year in terms of big goals.
But you know what I'm talking about.
But that line has been Trocheck, Lafreniere, and Panarin has been good all season long. It's the one line that they really don't ever break up. They keep them together, and it's been a nice little surprise how Lafreniere has grown up and gotten better each and every year since he has been here after being the number one overall draft pick.
Listen, Aaron Judge carried the Yankees that year with the 62 home runs and then in the postseason hit under 200.
But the thing about it is, other people have to chip in. That's
I understand,
thing.
But if you goaltending and your stars need to show up in the big. And by the way, CeeLo says this all the time, too.
Well, CeeLo now all of a sudden CeeLo, is some sort of
CeeLo
expert.
Has a great point with this. Can you just dispatch of a team early on in the postseason, not play?
It would
seven
be nice. I know we all.
If you're the best team in the league, got the most points. You win. Can you just knock a team out in five games?
I am wrapping my head around that round my head right now. I understand that we as Ranger fans understand these grueling seven game just brutal series where you give up a couple bad goals. Next thing you know, you're at home in game seven, or you got to go on the road and win a game six.
Yeah.
And it, you know, you're sitting on the end of your couch. But that's what makes this sport so great is when you get to the final, you know, four series, if you're lucky to get through all four series unscathed and not losing your top players during the playoffs. This is what makes this thing so great. And
nobody cares about hockey, Boomer.
Shut up. I do. And they right now, three straight years over 100 points, three straight years in the playoffs. I mean, this has just been, it's been a great run. It really has. Now they need to finish it off for sure. But as we sit here now with about 8 or 9 or 10 games to go, I mean, this has been a great, great season. They started out like 18-4. They're like 19-4 now in their last 23 games.
Hey, the first team that has an X next to them in the standings.
That's exactly right.
When you look at it anywhere, they're the first team to clinch a playoff spot. So, yeah, this is that weird spot as a fan, though, when expectations can change things and ruin things. And I'm not trying to pour cold water on it. This is the fact.
This is the fact. No, I'm really not.
This is just a statement of fact. Is that all of this hyped up energy, positive energy that you have about what you saw last night will not be a memory. The memory will be what they do in the postseason.
You know what?
You're never going to look back like, man, that regular season was awesome.
You know,
and Panarin was awesome.
We
and Lafreniere's growth. Bullcrap.
We sit here every single goddamn day talking about how this team can't make the playoffs. That team has a crappy regular season. This guy gets hurt. You even went on a whole rant about how all New York stars get hurt and why can't we ever have a season
that
with nothing
to do with
special
this.
That's going, well, hold on. Yes,
gotta perform in the playoffs.
No, listen, hey, we're going to the playoffs.
You are.
And for three straight years. And, you know, this is a good group of guys, man. And they found some young players that have exceeded all expectations. Now, there are some players that unfortunately have not lived up to expectations, like Kaapo Kakko, unfortunately. You know, I'd like to see him get involved a little bit more and get a little bit more obvious, but he made a nice play last night that led to a goal. But I would just say that, you know, we sit here talking about the Jets and Giants. They haven't made the playoffs. They make bad decisions. Guys get hurt. The Yankees.
Well, the Rangers are a step ahead. We only know that. We know that.
Just time out.
We know that.
Back, pump the brakes there, cuz.
You need to pump the brakes is the point.
Shut up. God, shut up.
You know, the thing is that we have two teams in the Garden right now with the Knicks and the Rangers that are having tremendous seasons. The fans are reacting to it. The Garden's alive again.
Yeah.
We've been, you know, the Rangers have had the Garden alive for 3 years.
You can't lose in the first round is all I'm saying.
Will you stop with
the Knicks? You can't do that.
I'm not even
thinking
about
that. Neither can the Knicks.
We're not even there yet. We don't
even know. You are there yet. You clinched the playoff berth. You're there yet. Regular season now. You're prepared for the postseason.
We don't even know who the first round matchup is going to be. So just calm down.
But no matter who it is, you can't lose in that first round. You can't.
Of course not.
The coach got fired last year because of that.
And by the way, the one thing about you keep pointing to Artemi Panarin, who had a great season.
Hey guys,
he's played differently this year. He has played a much. For me to say this about him, you know that I'm paying attention and that he's playing this way. He's playing, believe it or not, a much more grittier type of game than he has played in the past. He's a wonderful passer.
Grinder.
He sees the ice better than anybody, you know, since Mark Messier's been here, or maybe even Wayne Gretzky's been here. But he is finally going in the corners, finally going to get the puck. And, you know, I thought last year against the Devils, I thought he played smart because he didn't throw those, you know, backhanded passes in the middle of the ice, like, you know, indiscriminately, which usually end up in the back of the net the other way. So he's smart. He understands. And believe you me, he understands the pressure that he's under. Because he's spoken about it.
Oh, yeah, of course. And that's all I'm trying to point out.
No, you're just going
negative.
That's
all I'm trying to point out.
You're just going negative. You're not going to let me go. Yeah, you're just not going to let me enjoy last night's victory.
No, I've
enjoyed this season immensely. It's not over yet.
I'm just saying that it's not going to mean anything if you get knocked down the first round again.
Oh, my God, stop talking like that. Why are you even talking like that?
Well, because it's the facts.
Did I do that? You know, when Minnesota was in the playoffs a few years back, and Kirk Cousins was not there. It was Case Keenum.
Yeah.
And they won the great game against New Orleans at home, the Minneapolis Miracle. You remember I had to go out to Minneapolis?
Yeah, and I told you
remember
that.
Remember I went out to Minneapolis?
Yeah.
And what did I bring back for you?
A bunch of stuff from the airport.
You know why? Because I was so happy for you.
Yeah.
And I was so into like your success and your happiness and watching your team win. And, you know, they were going to go on the road the next week against the Philadelphia Eagles. I know in the NFC Championship game, it didn't turn out so well. But I have to tell you, and I was crushed for you.
No, you
now,
weren't.
Now, did I say going to that game, oh, the Vikings have no chance, the season's over.
That's not what I said. You see, you're totally, this is a words in the mouth spot. I said back then at the time that the Minneapolis Miracle would mean nothing if they lost another NFC Championship game, which is exactly what happened. That was my words. What I'm saying to you now is the same thing. All this regular season love that you have had and how jacked up you are in your group texts and your Casamigos, all that evaporates if you get knocked out again in the first round.
I'm not even thinking about that right now. I'm not ready for that. Right now I still have, what, about 10 games to go?
And you clinch the playoff spot, so
I don't care. These games matter.
Stay
you got to stay on a roll. You got to stay with it. You got to keep pounding, and you got to keep grinding.
God, you never stop talking.
Well, it is a freaking talk show. I'm supposed to talk. I'm supposed to be happy. I mean, what is wrong with being happy these days?
Was that Al
Shut
live?
Up.
What is wrong with a little bit of happiness?
No.
Little bit of, as they say around here for some reason, juice.
Juice.
Yeah, I got drip today. I got it all going on.
You're glazing over the Rangers.
I am. And I am glazing. Happy. I was very disappointed for the first two periods. I was last night. Very disgusted. But then all of a sudden, things happen. One goal, two goals, three goals, four goals, five goals, six goals, seven goals, and then the eighth goal was delivered by Adam Fox, who needs to shoot more, but he's a great passer. He sees the ice immensely better than everybody else, and he's so calm and cool with the puck.
When do you start going every home game in the playoffs? What round?
I don't know. You know, I got to say.
Little parachute spot?
Yeah, I don't know about a parachute spot. I'm enjoying my Casamigos in these games, man. It's unbelievable.
So you're telling me you're not going to go to these games?
I don't know. It's a headache.
I mean, the last time,
by the way, you know, I'm 62 years old and I'm acting like I'm 12. That's the beauty of this. And and quite frankly, I feel the same way about the Knicks. I'm not as passionate about the NBA as I am about the NHL, but I got to say, I feel like the way I feel about Panarin is how I feel about Brunson. You know, the way I feel about Trouba is the way I feel about Josh Hart. You know, the way I feel about, Zach Jones, who now all of a sudden is playing because of an injury, is how I feel about Deuce McBride. You know what I mean?
And I feel the same way about the Knicks, and you know I care about what the Knicks do in the postseason.
No, you don't. I don't think you do.
Here's the thing.
I care.
If the Knicks lose to the Magic in the first round,
they're not
total
gonna
disaster.
Stop.
I'm just being consistent.
Just stop.
I'm being consistent.
Get Matt, please. Get Matt in Connecticut.
Oh, right? Matt.
Really quickly.
Well, hey, Matt, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Listen, I know you guys go to break soon, but I just want to say, Boomer, a breath of fresh air this morning, positivity. It's a dreary morning, and Gio and the fellas just killing it.
Hey, it's unbelievable, Matt.
Oh, my God.
This is what these NARPs do to me. I mean, this is what a NARPian attack looks like.
See, all I'm doing, Matt and Boomer, is just preparing you for reality. You know, sometimes when you're in this high, because you've got a sports high right now, it's like it's a drug. And what I'm trying to do is just smack you back into sober reality that none of this stuff's going to mean a thing if they get smacked around in the first round like they did last year. That's all I'm saying. And you know it, and I know it, and you wanted a coach fired after it happened last year, and if it happens again, disaster. Happens to the Knicks this year, disaster.
It's not that I got the coach fired. Did the coach get fired?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
All right. I got to tell you, I will say that, you know, when they announced LaViolette, I was like, oh, all right, whatever, another retread.
Yeah.
And I think Larry Brooks wrote that in his article this morning, so I want to give him credit about that because I was thinking that way in the beginning because I was so pissed off about what happened last year.
Yeah.
That no matter what they did this offseason, it was going to make me feel like the emptiness that I had at the end of that first round.
You and don't even realize it.
Now I am so far removed from that, and I am so happy about where we are.
You don't even realize it.
And I have enjoyed this season. I've enjoyed the way this coach has gone about his business. I've enjoyed the way the players have responded to the coach. I like the fact that young depth players are getting a chance to play and they're learning how to play. The Rempe story has been a nice story. We had another.
You've been bolstering my point without even realizing it. You know
no,
that, right?
I'm not bolstering.
Yes,
anything.
You did, because
no,
you
not.
Said how disgusted you were,
not,
how it
no,
ruined
not.
Your
no,
off season, and
but
you didn't say
I'm
a
back.
Thing positive about the regular season during that whole discussion.
No,
you
I
bolstered my point.
Hey, look,
it's about the postseason.
When they started
now.
16,
just like the Yankees.
I think when they started 18-4, it might have been 18-4 or 16-4, whatever it was, and now they're 19-4. I mean, like this season doesn't get any better.
But going into it, you were. The
listen,
least
I'm not talking
interested.
To you. I am not. Talking to you because you are Mr. Negativity.
You said all apathetic you about the Rangers when the season started.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
all
he said
you want to do is just bring me down, and I am not going to let you,
God,
Eddie.
You never stop talking.
Right. I am not going to let you bring me down.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
Dude, shut the F up.
Shut up.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Oh, not traffic yet. We'll talk to Karen Stewart in just a couple minutes.
Your
we'll
mistake.
Get Jerry in here in just a little bit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Jerry, now that you're here,
Boomer,
you know what I expect. Come right
what's
out
this?
Of the shoot with.
Well, it's funny you say that because yeah. On WCBS 880, I came right out of the shoot with the Rangers.
Yes.
And I was planning on coming out of the shoot here with the Rangers, but then you did the open on the Rangers, so I was going
to. I wanted to hear a little bit
football
more of the
first.
Rangers.
So I'm going to do it.
No, I want to hear it. I mean, I want positivity this morning. Yeah, like
Eddie,
these narbs
you just let the CBS know we're going to do the hockey first?
Yeah, see, that's the problem. See, he set up all this stuff with CBS Sports Network. It's a well-oiled machine, and now you're throwing the whole thing up in the air, and all the balls are falling on the ground, and Stephen Waldron's got sphincter shrinkage over there.
Right, okay.
And he doesn't know what's going on.
Right. Well, I don't think Stephen Waldron's in today.
No, it was, what was the other
was
day
Andrew.
I thought he was not.
No, he's not in this week.
The entire week?
You're
yes.
kidding. Right. Andrew, you're there over there at CBS Sports Network, right?
Yeah, so I'll be here till 8.
No, okay.
You
know,
taking over 8.
You leave.
Yeah,
eight?
Well, I'll still be here after 8, but I'm in the big chair till 8, and then Stephen comes over. He'll come bopping in around 8 o'clock.
bopping in,
yes.
What does he have to do between 6 and 8?
Some podcast project.
So he's working in the afternoon. He's helping with the launch of our new podcast shows. So
okay.
He's doing that in the afternoon. So he's
okay.
coming in a little bit later.
When are we launching our new podcast show?
Jerry and I do a podcast.
That I can tell you.
Yeah. Al and Jerry do a podcast,
and you guys record it every day. What are we doing here?
So Stephen will be in around 8. And,
do you know some of these podcasts, what they are, who's doing them?
Yeah, so I, the talent I'm not specific on, I know I believe it changes, but they're like a college basketball podcast. I believe today's a fantasy baseball podcast.
Oh, okay.
They're timely.
Right.
So.
All right, very good. Timely podcast.
Maybe we can get the Rico BronyCon podcast on there.
Yeah. And where are these air? The HQ or just your regular podcast platforms or what?
I believe they're part of the HQ package. They're on our network, obviously, at 2 o'clock, I believe.
Okay.
And they're part of the CBS Sports podcast.
CBS. I think the warm-up show on CBS Sports HQ every day at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yep, 8 o'clock. He'll be here. right to him.
Thanks, Steve. All right, Andrew. It's Andrew.
Steve will be in at 8.
Steven, yeah.
Correct.
Everybody back there to me is Steven. I'm just going to call everybody Steven.
Thanks, Andrew. I can start coughing uncontrollably if you'd like and make you feel more comfortable.
Yes, nobody bops like Steven.
No, nobody bops like him.
All right, exactly.
All right, Jerry, what else is going on?
All right, so the farmer's dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and we're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. I think they've had enough time now to collect their highlights and find it, and here was after a seven-goal third period, seven-goal score. The Rangers had four of them. Here was the game winner in overtime.
Trocheck back to Fox. He's got room. He scores! There it is!
Oh, yeah.
And the Fox wins it in overtime.
I don't know what he was doing there. I don't know what he was doing the first two periods, but I'll tell you what, in the third period, he picked up the game.
Sam Rosen on MSG, 6-5. The Rangers win it in overtime, as Sam told you there. The Rangers now 48-20-4, 100 points on the season. In terms of the game itself, Fox on MSG says, not perfect, but we got two.
Yeah, it was, I'm sure exciting for the fans. We'd definitely like to clean it up, but a good effort, to come back every time and, get goals when we needed them. But, yeah, definitely got to clean it up, but we'll take the 2 points for sure.
Alex Lafreniere scored twice. Vincent Trocheck with a shorthanded goal. Mika Zibanejad, a power play goal. Here's Peter Laviolette. So about the third period, seven goals, huh?
I like some of them. I didn't like some of them. Some of the ones that weren't earned, I didn't like very much. So I thought it was an off game for us, and I don't think every game can be an on game. But what I liked was the fight and our guys.
An off game winner, and they're the first team in the.
Honestly, for them, like the last 10 games, every single game has been like a playoff game. Every team that comes into the Garden wants to beat them. They get everybody's best effort. Now they got to go out on the road. They play Denver, and then they play Arizona, and then they come home. And I was going to ask you if you wanted to go to the Ranger Islander game with me, but I don't like your attitude. I really don't.
When are they playing?
They are playing on the 9th of April at the UBS Arena, and I have the suite.
Is that a Monday night?
No, it's Tuesday night.
Tuesday night?
I think it's Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know what? I've got something. I just booked something on April 9th.
That's good.
I'm serious.
I'm glad, because I don't want any negative Islander fans
you should,
in my suite.
Ask Big Islander fan Sal Licata.
Yeah, I don't think so. I would have had he, not done what he has done.
And switched allegiances.
Right, exactly. So...
yeah, he's in a tough spot right now because the Islanders are hot, and the Rangers are hot. The Islanders are not, and he has to now come back to the Ranger fandom.
No.
It's going to be difficult for him.
Crawling back,
he's out, out, and out. And I think I speak for all Ranger fans when I say that.
Yeah, I think if you see any time he talks about the Rangers, his mentions. Yeah. The old Ranger army comes out and slaps him away.
You know what? It's like Tiki to Saquon. You're dead to me.
He made his bed. And now he's going to lay in it.
Yes, he does.
Devils beat the Maple Leafs 6-3. A couple of goals for Jack Hughes, including an empty netter to put it away. That was a back-and-forth game. They trailed early, came back to win. Not that it's at all likely, but 5 points out of the wild card spot with 9 games to go for them.
That's a good win for them, by the way.
Yeah, very good win, especially the way they were trailing. In Orlando, the NFL meetings wrapped up. So we talked yesterday about the new kickoff rule. Here was Roger Goodell. Is he happy with it? Does he think it'll bring excitement back? What are his thoughts?
Yeah, I think it will. But I say that, Mark, with a little bit of hesitation that I think we're still going to have to tinker with it. I think it's one of those things when you get it in play, you look at things and we'll reevaluate that as the season's going on. And if it's appropriate to make changes in the future, we will.
All right, so it's a one-year experiment, essentially. We'll see how it goes. I'm actually pretty jacked for it because in the Super Bowl, we didn't have any kickoff returns. It's a wasted play. It's like the old extra point.
Yeah.
And I think this brings another element into the game. And as Dan Campbell said yesterday, he's already talking with his special teams coach. And everybody's nervous in the NFL because, if you had like a Mike Westhoff on your staff like the Broncos do.
Yeah.
That guy's in the lab right now. He invented special teams. Mm. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I've heard.
So he's in the lab right now just figuring out different plays. I just wish Bill Belichick would be around because he loves special teams.
Well, now he's got a full year to figure it out and
yeah,
be
but they
a
may
step
not
ahead.
Have it again next year.
That's I find true. That hard to believe. This can't be worse than just kicking the ball out of the back of the end zone every time.
This is going to be good.
Right.
I mean, it's going to have another play, and it's going to be exciting. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are signing Cordarrelle Patterson because of it.
Yeah.
Because now all of a sudden,
great kick returner for years.
Are going to become something now.
No doubt. So you had that. Then we also found out that since they dominated the NBA this past season on Christmas, we're going to add two more games on a Wednesday this season on Christmas Day.
One of those going to be a CBS game?
I don't know.
Oh,
that part we didn't get to, nor are the teams involved known.
But we did. I did tell you that Peacock was getting the Brazil game.
That's right. Yep.
And that was announced.
Yeah, our boy Hans was the one who announced it, actually. Saw his name everywhere.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was the guy who announced it. It said NFL EVP of broadcasting or something. I don't know what it was, but it's Hans Schroeder just announced. And I was like, all right,
business
Hans.
Business development.
Whatever it was, but it was out there, and I saw his name in a lot of tweets yesterday. So I was proud of Hans to finally.
Oh, you were proud of Hans.
Of Hans to get out there in front of this thing. Usually he's an in the shadows guy, and got out there.
Give it to the man with knowledge.
Yeah. He came out there and he said, "I'm the one who's doing this."
And
stuff.
Is that going to be a standalone game for Peacock?
Yes, that Friday game.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and I think Amazon in 2025. I think they announced is getting one of these wild card games.
And Hulu in 2026, and then Pluto TV in 2027.
Basically, what they do is they put it up for bid, and it's an auction.
I know. In terms of that, though, Wednesday games, any concerns about health?
We have not seen any elevation of injuries. You all, and we have had a major focus on Thursday night when we first put it in, and we've still not seen any kind of elevation of injuries. So I think we have this down.
I don't know. I can't believe that teams are going to play on Sunday and then turn around and play on
Wednesday.
It'll
be Saturday, Wednesday.
So it'll be Saturday,
Wednesday. The four teams involved will absolutely be playing Saturday games.
Okay. All right. I didn't realize that.
That is the one thing.
But even that is still.
It's like Sunday, Thursday.
Season, man.
So they're going to have to play each other. And then, you know what I mean? Like if there's only four teams playing Saturday and four teams playing Christmas.
Well, there'll have to be more games on Saturday.
Oh, I see.
Because they do those Saturday games the college, in between the college bowl season or whatever. But yeah, you're going to have more games now, I guess, on Saturday. You're going to have to.
Yeah, you might have them during the day. It used to just be Saturday nights, you know?
Yeah.
Or the four teams that play on Saturday will be the four teams that play on Wednesday, but they'll just play each.
They rotate?
Teams, yeah, but I mean, if that works. You know what I'm saying? They have to. The opponents don't always line up the way that you want them to.
You want to call the man with knowledge?
Well,
with knowledge would know.
We also reported this morning, Al has a source that told him it will be Jets Niners on Christmas Day. So we can have the green and the red.
So my sources within the organization.
Your facial expression is tremendous. All right, everybody expects the Bears. We're joking, of course. Everybody expects the Bears to draft Caleb Williams, right? You got to be under a rock not to think that. But you've got people like Robert Griffin III that said if he was Caleb Williams, he would say, don't take me and pull an Eli Manning. We've heard other people say that too.
Jesus.
So Ryan Poles was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and he was asked about that idea and him not wanting to, you know, people saying he shouldn't want to play for you guys.
It pisses me off a little bit, to be honest with you, because we were hired to break a cycle. The same thing when I was in Kansas City. Coach Reed, all of us were brought there to break a cycle, and we did. And no one talks about those days anymore. It's all about what they are right now.
So, man, that's what they're trying
to
do.
And let me just say, Ryan Poles has been great. And like I said, during the NFL today, during the season this year, I looked right in the camera, just like I'm going to look at right now in the camera. I'm going to say, hey, Caleb, if the Bears take you number one, go to the Bears. That is a legacy franchise that has been dying for a franchise quarterback since Sid Luckman, for God's sake. Go there. Be the hero. It's a great, I don't know, like I find the Bears, I know they haven't been very successful, and I know you're a Viking fan. I get that, so I know this is probably not.
Trust me, I understand.
This is a legacy franchise,
of course,
man, in a huge market. You're not going to. And here's the other thing.
Well,
I will think as we're talking about this, all this is stemming off of this Deion Sanders stuff about how he's going to pull an Eli Manning and make sure that he threw Eli Manning's name in there.
Yep.
You know, what I want his son as my quarterback, I think this son is really talented, but I think he's made it so easy for his son that I don't necessarily know. And I think Caleb Williams is a little bit of this. It's been so easy for him. He's been the chosen one for so long. You wonder how these kids are going to be thinking when they get into your building. And you hope that they have the passion to really want to be great. That's the thing. And I know where Deion wants Shador Sanders to play next year.
Well, I mean, the difference between Caleb Williams and Shador Sanders is Caleb Williams went and he won a Heisman. you know, came back after that, had a very successful season, is going to be drafted number one overall. He had all that pressure on him going into college and nailed it. So, like, that's something we have to give him credit for. It's not like the pressure is just starting now. And someone like Arch Manning, hasn't played a game in college yet. He's got all the pressure on. We have no idea. He's the chosen one right now. We have no idea how he's going to play in college.
Do you think Grandpa's going to get involved in that and decide who's going to draft him when he comes out?
Probably, yeah.
All right, so you didn't ask me who I thought that Shedeur Sanders was going to go play for.
Who is Shedeur Sanders going to go play for?
Watch very closely what happens with Dak Prescott and his contract. That's what I would say. Keep your eyes peeled on that contract situation and what's going on there.
I always said a Sanders was going to run the Cowboys. I didn't think it would be his son.
Well, maybe his son and Deion.
No, that could be.
That's Mike's gone, Dak's gone, both of them. If the Cowboys
don't do something this year, Mike's gone.
Yeah, but it's not going to be Deion. No way.
Okay. I mean, I've been saying that for 3 years.
I know you have been, and I've laughed at it every time you said it, so I'll continue to laugh at it.
Okay.
But, however, I can definitely see his son going there.
Package deal.
Indoors, warm weather, make it easy, don't want to play outside.
The Knicks in Toronto tonight, good news for them. The Bucks lost to the Lakers in Milwaukee in double overtime, 128-124. So the Knicks pick up a half game essentially on the Bucks, who are second in the East right now. You got the Nets in Washington. And the Diamondbacks wind up with Jordan Montgomery on a one-year deal with a vesting option for a second year, $25 million.
All right, thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Crazy stuff in the news, as always, and this P. Diddy raiding of houses story is all over the place. And there is one part of this that actually has something to do with college basketball, believe it or not, as the man who was arrested as his drug mule, as they have called him, Brendan Paul, was a Syracuse basketball player and then transferred to Fairmont State University, where he played, and he didn't really play much at Syracuse, then played at Fairmont State University, ended up getting into music production, somehow found his way to Diddy, and allegedly Diddy has been using him as a drug and gun mule to transport these things across state lines. So he was arrested at the airport when Diddy was trying to get on the private jet to get out of here. Brendan Paul was with him. They searched the bags, came up with the drugs, and there you go. It's just this thing has so many layers. It is the allegations are abhorrent, and it's only going to get worse. And when you raid multiple houses like that, when the feds raid multiple houses, they're not doing that because they've got extra spare time. They obviously have some serious stuff on Diddy, and this is a life changer for him. If he has charges against him and he is convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in jail if it goes that way. Now, he's going to have the high-priced attorneys. He's going to fight this tooth and nail. The attorney came out and said it's a witch hunt. This will be a battle. But my goodness, this dropped out of the sky. I mean, there had been apparently rumors about Diddy and sex parties and things like that. But this, the extent of this and human trafficking and sexual abuse. And I read in the Post, there was a law enforcement expert, a retired law enforcement guy, who said that the catalyst for this was when his ex-girlfriend, Cassidy, filed a lawsuit that had really horrible things in it, accusing Diddy of forcing her to do things. And just, you can read it if you want. It's nuts. And they settled that lawsuit the day after she filed it. And the law enforcement expert said that when you see something like that, that is, the allegations are so bad, and someone doesn't fight them and then settles that quickly, that is an alarm bell that goes off to others, saying that if he's trying to get out of that so quickly, even if he's got all that money, that's a reputation killer. Then there's got to be something going on. Let's look into it. They've looked into it. Looks like they've got a lot.
Well, you know, no charges have been filed yet. But, yeah, you're right. When you go in his house in Miami and his house in L.A., then all of a sudden you know that they are. And they brought out his kids in handcuffs, for God's sake. So they are not messing around here. And his lawyer now is a new lawyer that he just hired. I think his longtime lawyer stepped away from him over a week ago. So he must have known this was coming. And the new lawyer said that this was over-aggressive, this was all about media hype, and, you know, this was uncalled for. And quite frankly, this feels like it's going the way of the R. Kelly situation.
Mm.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, I mean, and the specifics may be slightly different, but yes, I do think that multiple years, younger women, sexual abuse, and things are coming up from the past, too. Like, Usher did an interview on the Howard Stern Show in 2016 that has been unearthed again, that's going viral. Usher's like, man, I was like 14 years old. I lived in Diddy's house, and I was seeing stuff there that blew my mind. And yeah, talking about the sex stuff and everything else that was going on.
He didn't really get specific. I saw the interview, too. Didn't really get specific. He was just kind of alluding to different things that he saw as a minor.
Yeah.
Right. And because it was Camp Diddy or whatever that he went to. But I will just, when the charges come out, I don't think anybody in that world is going to be shocked.
Doesn't seem like it.
No.
I mean, 50 Cent has come out and said stuff. There's been others who have basically said that he's been getting away with stuff for years and years, and his power and his money has been able to cover up some of these things, and people wanting to be his friend and use his influence. And now it's gotten to a point where it can no longer be ignored. And people like Cassidy and others who have filed, like there was another producer who filed a lawsuit against him, a male producer who claims sexual assault, and I'm not making this up. His name is Little Rod. So he has filed a lawsuit against Diddy. So the attorneys are saying, like, they're using that lawsuit and Little Rod's lawsuit and trying to say that that's frivolous and that's what started this whole thing. I don't think that's the case.
Is it Little Rod or Lil Rod?
Lil Rod.
Lil.
Lil Rod.
Lil Rod.
Which is the same as Little Rod. You know, it's just an abbreviation.
Lil Rod.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that would have been my rap name.
This is
Lil Schween.
Lil Schween. Yeah, this is, when the charges come out, I think they're not going to shock people within the industry.
Yeah.
But they may shock the general population.
Tim in Florham Park. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you today?
Good, Tim. What do you got for us?
I don't know who Shohei Ohtani prays to, but his prayers have been answered because nobody's talking about his betting thing anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there are things all the time that with the news cycle, you forget about the thing that happened before it. I believe that Shohei Ohtani and in sports and that world and the gambling, that's still going to be a big deal. But yes, as far as the national news, because the Ohtani story crossed over, as far as the national news goes, yes, Diddy is a bigger story than Shohei Ohtani. It was like there was a congressman and a murder and Chandra Levy that happened right before 9/11. Do you remember that was the big story right before 9/11, that there was a politician?
Yes.
Is that Rock Creek Park?
Yes, in down in D.C., yeah, yes.
And that dominated the news for weeks, right? That's the biggest example of the story everybody was talking about and then moves away from. So this has nothing, you can't compare
to
the
same. We have our own little, when Imus had his situation. And if the...
Oh, yeah, the Virginia Tech shooting.
If that had happened a week earlier, you guys might not be sitting here.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Because, and I remember that started, like, very slowly, the Imus thing. Because it was, nobody had talked about it at first. And I remember there was somebody who will remain nameless who was a quasi-executive at that point who was looking at it in the newspaper. There's a little blurb in there about it. And it was on a Friday, and he's like, I have yet to figure out if this is a good thing or a bad thing for the radio station. Because he didn't know, like, the attention to it, you know, and then obviously it turned out being crazy what happened. But
right, but it blew up like that next week. But yeah, if the Vatek shooting had happened a week earlier, and I remember Mike and Dog's first fill-in morning show, they were talking about the Vatek shooting.
Cho Sung Wee, was that his name? If I nailed that off the top of my head,
that would be impressive.
All right, I'll check at the break.
All right.
If somehow I remembered that and got that right, I would, my memory is not as shot as I thought it was.
Right, you're pretty proud of yourself.
What are you saying his name is?
Cho Sung Wee.
It's a S-E-U-N-G. Song. H-U-I.
Yeah. We.
Cho.
Yeah. So, but
you got it.
Song.
I got
it. Song. We. Jo.
Yeah, but Cho Sung Hui. I think they don't. They sometimes.
They usually say the
last name first.
Correct.
Wow. So you did nail it.
You did nail it. Look at that.
Do you remember? Three, you mentioned Chandra Levy, who the politician was.
David. No.
No.
I don't.
Gary
Hart.
No. Condit.
Conduit.
Yeah.
Gary Conduit.
Yep, wow. There it is. Look at us remembering tragedies and murder. Pat ourselves on the back. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.